going on, everybody? This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusky Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Sunday afternoon special edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusky Farm Radio. Glad you're able to tune in from wherever you are listening, as I appreciate you always. Grab a chair, come on up to the barbecue where we serve ice cold truths and some scorching hot takes. So with that being said, I'm here with you for an hour today until 2 o'clock, just an hour. And as always, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I rarely ever do this on radio. I try my best to be as prepared as I possibly can. But today, for a combination of reasons that I'll share with you, I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about whatever that just comes to mind. Obviously, this is a sports talk show, and most of you that are listening to me, you know, you want to hear, you know, sports, but frankly, to hell with that. To hell with that. I'm going to do this show and run the show today as I see fit. I'm going to talk about whatever that comes to mind. Sports, life, what's going on with me, anything. Because I know a lot of you out there, especially those of you that follow me on social media, are fully aware by now that I am leaving Boston at the end of this month. My last show here at WMFO will be on August 30th, which is in 17 short days from now. And, you know, most of you are wondering, like, yo, how is Shu handling all of this? I thought, you know what? Why not peel the curtain back just a little bit? No, just a little bit. So I will tell you this. Leaving Boston is certainly a big change. It's a massive change in my life. Many people may be able to understand. Many people may not be able to understand, and that's okay. But those that are able to understand where I'm coming from with this, call in. Talk to me about it. Because when you're 25 years old and you have the world at your feet, seemingly, and you are a single man or a woman, you have got no kids, you're not in a relationship, you are not contractually obligated to stay in one particular place at a given time, you have the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm going to go pack my bags and go somewhere where I want to be happy, and as well as chase and pursue my dreams. At 25 years old, at that stage in your life, if you are an adult who has made that kind of decision before and have gone on to pull that off, holla at me. Because when I made that decision back in August of 2015, I was 23 at the time. I was 25 when I moved there. I made that decision knowing that it was going to be an absolute battle. It was going to be a battle. It was going to be a battle of will. Like, how bad did I want it? How bad did I want to make this move for myself? A lot of people didn't think that it was going to end up happening, but it did. And I say all of that because as I begin to look back on 6.5 extraordinary years here in Boston, full of memories, full of indelible moments for me personally. Hell, I've seen some really amazing and devastating sports moments here in Boston during my time here. I figure, why not share some of that memory and share some of the storylines that have happened between the time that I first moved there up until now. So, one of my first memories of when I first moved here to Boston, and I remember this well, I moved here exactly 10 days after the Patriots' incredible comeback and historic comeback in Super Bowl 51 against the Atlanta Falcons. I was here for that game. I was watching that game at the now closed Whiskey's in Back Bay. If you know about that spot, just nod your head or call me and talk about it, because that spot was legendary in Back Bay. Sadly, it closed because of the pandemic. I was there watching that game. And then 10 days later, I find myself getting off the Amtrak train 66 from Philadelphia to Boston the morning of February 15th, 2017. As I'm walking on the platform through a brutally cold Boston morning, and I'll never forget this, at that time, the city was still reveling in the Patriots Super Bowl championship run in that unforgettable game in Super Bowl 51. Personally, my mind was focused on, well, the Bruins. This was a team at that time. They had just fired Claude Julien on February 7th, just 8 days prior. And they finally gave the keys to the kingdom to one Bruce Cassidy. And I remember at that time thinking, I wonder how this is going to work, if the Bruins are going to be able to pull it together, make a run for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and how will things come together as a team for a head coach who hadn't at that time been a head coach since he was let go by George McPhee in Washington back in the 2000s. And I remember those early formidable days, you know, living in Boston, you know, sports-wise, you know, the Patriots were still a dynasty at that time. The Bruins coming off two consecutive late-season collapses. They were trying to return back to the playoffs for the first time since 2014. The Celtics at that time, I remember that team was led and operated by the one and only Isaiah Thomas, who was the undisputed heart and soul of that 2016-17 Celtics team. No questions asked. I remember watching that Celtic team. You know, we all remember Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk. We all remember the days of, you know, watching Jaylen Brown, you know, when he first came into the league and so forth around that time. Yeah, I remember those days, especially when Brad Stevens, he was the head coach of the Boston Celtics at that time, you know, trying to bring this Celtics team that had been in the abyss, if you will, for a couple of years up until that point. And I remember, you know, coming to Boston with Boston sports being the preeminent storyline, both locally, obviously, and especially nationally. The talk was about the Patriots. The talk was about the Bruins. You know, like, what will this team look like moving forward under a new head coach? And then, I didn't forget about the Boston Red Sox. I didn't. I remember in February 2017 when I first moved there that the prevailing conversation at that time was, what were the Boston Red Sox going to look like post-David Ortiz? Because remember, he retired after the Red Sox were swept by the then Cleveland Indians, which are, they are now the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, that's funny. That was so long ago that the Cleveland Guardians were known formerly as the Cleveland Indians. Touche. But that's neither here nor there. We were wondering, what were the Red Sox going to look like? At that point, the Red Sox, according to many people who follow the team, believe in the team, love the team, they underachieved. David Price, you were wondering, was he ever going to win a playoff start in his career? Because he hadn't won a playoff start as a starter up until that point. There were question marks. There were legitimate question marks, and there were legitimately concerns for the Red Sox at that time. And it's just crazy to sit here as I look back on 6.5 incredible years, and I figured to start to set the show talking about, you know, what were some of the storylines in February of 2017 when I first arrived in Boston? Because it goes to show you just how far things have changed. I wouldn't say fallen, but it is different. Far and away different now than what it was when I first moved there. I just laid it all out there for you to just digest it in. The Patriots were still the Patriots. Tom Brady was still a quarterback of the New England Patriots. The Bruins, they were trying to get their gatherings and, you know, and bear their collective senses again after the firing of Claude Julien, who up until that point had been the head coach for 10 years. The Celtics, they were still the little engine that could. With Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley, remember Jay Crowder? Yeah, Kelly Olynyk, who had that unforgettable Game 7 against the Washington Wizards. Oh, I remember it very well. Very, very well. And then the Red Sox, they're about to enter the 2017 season. Question marks surrounding the team post-David Ortiz. We knew at that time about the rising stardom of Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts. Sorry, Red Sox fans. I know they're no longer a member of the Red Sox, but they both should. We knew about the trade for Chris Sale in December of 2016 from the Chicago White Sox, which included Michael Kopech. We all remember that. And little did we know at that time, the Red Sox were marching slowly but surely, but they were marching towards a world championship the very next year in 2018. So much has gone on at that time from when I first moved there versus now, where I find it to be fun to be able to just look back at the storylines from February 2017 versus the storylines of now. What are the storylines of now? Let me just give you a quick refresher. The Patriots, they are about to find out in very short order if Mac Jones is in fact the guy. Number two, in terms of the Patriots, we're about to find out the depth of this New England Patriots team, and as well as the fact that, oh, by the way, they need a running back. Bill Belichick, time's ticking. You need another running back. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Bruins, we're about to enter year number one of Patrice Bergeron. Gone. He just retired just a few short weeks ago. What will the Bruins now look like post-Bergeron, post-Krejci? Let's be honest. Even though Krejci never officially announced it, but we all know Krejci's not coming back. We can all say that word for full certainty. He's not coming back. What will the Bruins look like this season with the returning goaltending tandem of Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman? What will the Bruins look like as a team with just Marchand, Jake DeBrusk, Hampus Lindholm, Charlie McAvoy? They still have good players on this team, but let's be honest, their center position scares me, and it should scare you as a Bruins fan. Celtics. Jaylen Brown just signed the richest contract in NBA history. What will that mean for Tatum and Brown moving forward in their quest to win banner number 18? Celtics, what will they do following an absolutely disappointing end to what was supposed to have been a banner season for the Celtics last season? Nearly coming back from 3-0 down against the Miami Heat, but to lose Game 7 in epic, heart-wrenching fashion, in which that they never got themselves going after Jason Tatum injured himself on the very first possession of the game. Oh, and that's right, about the Red Sox. About them, too. Now, Chaim Bloom. He had been the guy for the last few years. The anger and the frustration towards Chaim Bloom has reached fever pitch. Let's wait and see if he'll stay in terms of will the Red Sox keep him. Let's find out what the Red Sox have left. Chris Sale is back. But Brian Bello, their young pitcher, he's hit a bit of a wall post-All-Star break. So, those are the storylines from February 7th of 2017, when I first moved there, versus now. Crazy how much has changed, right? You ain't the only one. The phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as I'm here with you until 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on this Sunday afternoon. Anything goes on this show. So we're going to step aside for a music break here. Coming up next, can we all be honest with ourselves and just openly admit when you're wrong? I got something to get off my chest coming up on the other side of this break. This is the Shukri Wright Show, unhinged, unapologetic. That version of him is coming out today, right now. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss V-Form Radio.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon. As if you're surprised to hear me on the radio this afternoon, I figure, why not? Sunday afternoon, light schedule. It's been a crazy few days, or should I say crazy few weeks for me personally. So figure why not have a little fun on radio today instead of, you know, being so uptight and, you know, like trying to be perfect, in which that, let's be honest, perfection is what we strive for. We strive to be perfect, but we can never truly be perfect. That's not possible. So I figure be a little unhinged. Just be yourself. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Especially during this segment, in which I think sometimes as people, we have too much pride. We're too proud to admit that when we're wrong about something. You see, in sports, and those that follow me on social media know this all in full well, that I don't get every single thing right. Hell, I've had many bad takes, opinions that people didn't agree with me, and yet they want to rip me on Twitter. It is what it is. You know, I think we live in a universe in which that if we don't agree with someone, we're so fast to try to ostracize them that in the process, we have alienated ourselves from really hearing different sides and different ways of thinking and seeing different point of views when it comes to said subject matters. This is not only just a sports thing. This is life. In 2023, it's gotten so damn scary that we have our finger ready to release and shoot the cancel gun. That we are not willing to open ourselves and to explore different opinions from different people. Well, there are times that you and I can agree that, yeah, buddy, you're dead wrong on this one. No, just no. But, and at the same time, there are times where it's like, you know what? I don't agree with the opinion, but I can see where you're coming from. And have an open conversation with someone else about this that you don't necessarily agree with. Stop being too damn proud and admit that when you're wrong on something, you're wrong on something. You see, I find it to be comical, and I've seen this throughout my time, especially as a radio host the last 4 years. I've seen this being, you know, a personality on social media, which is a major part of how I've become what I have become so far, that people online are so quick to rip you for something that they don't necessarily agree with, or something they don't like. But I think that in more ways than one, I think it's hilarious when you begin to just take a step back and just say, wait a minute here. Where is this all coming from? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from a place of, you know what, I actually don't agree with you, but I'm willing to have a conversation with you? Or is this coming from a place of, I'm not hearing you, I'm going to shut you out, I'm going to put my hands on my ears and go full Jim Carrey, like, la 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 la, and not want to hear the other person? Like that's exactly what most adults nowadays look like. You close your eyes, you put your hand over your ears, and you go, la 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 la. Like, that's exactly what a lot of you look like. That's what you do. And in turn, when someone else tries to have a conversation, they're like, you know what? Why the hell should I even bother? And in the process, you discourage the other person. In sports, you're going to have different opinions. You're going to have disagreements. That is guaranteed. The point is to create discussion and dialect. The point is to get the people thinking. I brought up a point yesterday that was burning on my mind as I was going through downtown Crossing around 6:15 yesterday morning. Yes, 6:15 a.m. Thinking about the Boston Bruins. Thinking about what the upcoming season will look like. And this point here, I actually want to expound on just a bit because the upcoming season, no matter how you may slice and dice it, if you're a Bruins fan, it's going to be fascinating as hell. And the point that I brought up in my video yesterday is just how good of a coach is Jim Montgomery. We're about to find out. We're truly about to find out in very short order. Why do I say that? 65 wins. Greatest regular season in the history of the NHL. Biggest choke in the history of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The team will not look the same at all when training camp begins in just a little over a month from now. The team will not have its fearless leader Patrice Bergeron around anymore. The leadership group on this team is still strong, but if we're going to be completely honest with ourselves, the depth of this team will not be there this season as it was last season, even before the trade deadline when the Bruins went out and they got Tyler Bertuzzi, Dmitry Orlov, and Garnet Hathaway. It's not going to be the same. And with that being said, with the lack of depth, somewhere along the line, it is going to suffer. It is going to manifest itself on this roster. And with all due respect, that's no shot at Geeky. That's no shot at James Van Riemsdyk. That's no shot at Kevin Shattenkirk. That's no shot at Milan Lucic. That's no shot of any of the new guys that have been signed for 1 year or 2 year deals here at all. But the point that I'm making is without that same level of talent, and as well as there is a glaring weakness on this team, how good is Jim Montgomery going to be this year? How good of a coach is he? Because the one thing that has been proven time and time again in life is that you don't find out who you truly are until you've been tested. You see, you can't be called the greatest of all time in any profession without having gone through something. Michael Jordan was cut from his varsity team in high school. How did that develop him into arguably the greatest NBA player of all time? Not arguably, he is the greatest NBA player of all time. Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round, pick 199, greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL. You have to go through something in order to find out just how good you have it with that particular individual. The same with Jim Montgomery. He went through his trials and tribulations. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to remind all of you Bruin fans who may have forgotten this, Jim Montgomery was fired from the Dallas Stars because his problems with alcoholism crept up again. And as a result, he was let go. He spent time away working on himself, rehabbing himself, to the point where the Boston Bruins were willing to take a chance on him. And it was a great decision then. And he won the Jack Adams Award, and rightfully deservedly so. And he talked about the people in his village, in his corner, when he was dealing with his issues with alcoholism. Now, as a head coach of a Bruins team that is going to be lacking in depth in comparison to last year, not talent, because I do think the talent is still there to some extent. Obviously, McAvoy, obviously, Pastrnak, McAvoy being a top three, top four defenseman in the league right now, no questions asked. Pastrnak coming off a 60-goal season, absolutely. Linus Ullmark, the tandem with Jeremy Swayman, that's still there. But as I've said before, you have a glaring weakness, and that's at the center position. You don't know what you're going to get from Charlie Coyle. You don't know what you're going to get from Pavel Zacha. Outside of that, hell, who knows what you're going to get from your number three and number four centers? Oh, yeah, that's right. Who is going to be your number three and number four centers on this Bruins team for this upcoming season? We don't have a clear, definitive answer, but we'll find out. We'll find out as we get closer and closer to the regular season. So I say all of that with all the question marks surrounding the Boston Bruins in 2023-24, as we're getting ready for training camp, how is Jim Montgomery going to handle all of this as a coach? How is Jim Montgomery going to handle the losses that he has sustained this offseason with all the changes that is surrounding the Boston Bruins? How is he going to handle it? Those are very fair questions and questions that I do have. And we're about to find out just how good of a head coach he truly is, navigating through all of these changes, you know, navigating through, you know, losing such a massive presence and player, obviously, in Patrice Bergeron. There's no replacing him. He's openly said that. But I am curious to see, how does this team respond to adversity this upcoming season, and how does Jim Montgomery handle it as well? The number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we are here with you until 2 o'clock Eastern, as we are going to take another music break here, and we're going to step aside. Coming up next, is it me, or there's a team in town that could potentially surprise us all? I do think there's a chance that could happen, but a lot will have to break their way. I tell you who I think that is coming up next here on the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been died, I've blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my garlic, it's standing outside. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me. I'm blue, I'm a need of a die. 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 I'm blue, I'm a need of a die. 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 I'm a need of a die.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we're rolling on here on this Sunday afternoon, in which training camp is underway. Baseball, we are now in the dog days of August. October is rapidly approaching. I am fired up. I'm excited. And I am thinking about teams that could potentially, you know, surprise us come the fall. Yes, I'm talking about whether if it's going to be the Patriots, the Celtics, or the Bruins. Because at this moment in time, I just don't think the Red Sox are going to make the playoffs. I honestly don't. They'll fall just short, but I don't think they'll make the playoffs. So that leaves us with Patriots, Bruins, Celtics. Which team do I honestly think has a chance to actually surprise us? And I don't think it's going to be the Bruins. I think the Bruins, they are still going to be a playoff team, but they won't be as good as they were last year. And I talked about this many times, and I've said this, where I felt that I don't think the Bruins are going to be as good or as deep as that 65-win team was a season ago. But they'll still be a good team, but there are going to be a lot of changes. Number two. So that leaves us with the Patriots and the Celtics. Celtics, truthfully, I still expect them to win a championship this season. I do. I really still believe that this team could still win it all. You know, they did go out and they signed Kristaps Porzingis. And I do think that even though they lost lost Grant Williams, a valuable depth piece for this team in recent seasons, I do think that that this is someone that they'll be fine without. And I also do think that even though the Celtics, they've had the deficiency, they've had the flaws as a team last season, but I do think that they are actually way more closer to a breakthrough than they are not winning at all. And I think that time is now, but that's not the team I think that has a chance to actually surprise us all. I actually do think the Patriots could potentially surprise us this season. I really do. Do I think it will happen? Unlikely, but I do honestly think that they have a chance. There is a chance that this team could surprise us. Here are my reasons why. First and foremost, perhaps Mac Jones finally figures this all out. And maybe that there is more of a connection between himself and as well as Juju Smith-Schuster. Maybe. But that cannot be the only thing that goes his way in order for that to happen. Mac Jones is going to have to make the throws that he should make. Mac Jones is going to have to make the right decisions with the football when under duress, more so this year than he did last season, where at times he was not good. Number two, the second reason why I think the Patriots actually do have a chance to surprise us all this season is because the defense is going to be a problem. Keon White, that rookie out of Georgia Tech, that dude is going to be a problem. And we saw during the draft that the Patriots, they were drafting players with the excuses to the kicker and the punt returner. I'm not talking about those two. But the players that they drafted, they are athletic. They're multi-talented in different facets of the game, especially on the defensive side of the ball, most notably. Keon White, I really like this dude a lot. I really like what he brings to the table. He brings a tenacity, a nastiness, and I'm going to be very curious to see how Gerard Mayo and Steve Belichick uses him. I really am. Defensively, I think that defense is going to be a problem. And also, Christian Gonzalez, the first-round draft pick out of Oregon, the dude looks like he's the real deal. He's going to have some growing pains, sure. No question. That's to be expected. I don't think he'll be another Sauce Gardner type of impact player, but he'll be pretty damn good in his own right. And that is Christian Gonzalez. That's the second reason why. The first reason is the maturation of Mac Jones and his relationship with Juju Smith-Schuster. That's number one. Number two, the defense. Most notably, Keon White and as well as Christian Gonzalez. Number three, I do think that if there is something to be said about the Patriots' offense, is that we do see some levels of improvement in 2023 than we did last year. I still have concerns about the offensive line depth. I still have concerns about the fact that they don't have a number one receiver, and right now your de facto number one receiver is Juju Smith-Schuster. I still have concerns about the running back position. I do. But I do know this. If they somehow, Bill Belichick, I'm talking to you, if you somehow signed either a Dalvin Cook or an Ezekiel Elliott, but Ezekiel Elliott is the more likelier between the two to be signed by the Patriots, I think you got something there. I really do. But if you're going to go into the season thinking we don't need help at the running back position, I got a farm for you to completely buy. For you to buy off the grid, no one's got to know, and you can go ahead and grow your field of complete bullcrap. Because the cows ain't coming home. He still needs a running back. And I think that if they are somehow able to figure out the issues and figure out where is the production going to come from, because they can't rely on Ramondre Stevenson the way that they did last year. They can't. Because if they do, that's going to be a disaster. You need to lessen the workload with him this season. You do. And I think by doing that, you add a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, you're not asking him to be the every down running back, because those days in the NFL are gone. They're gone. So I would say to that, get Ezekiel Elliott, sign him. You even the workload. Everybody stays fresh. And you're cooking. You're potentially cooking. Those are the reasons why I do think that the Patriots, they have a chance to actually surprise us all. Because going into the season, I'll keep it honest with you, I don't think this is a playoff team. In comparison to the rest of the AFC, I'm not even talking about just the AFC East. I'm talking about the rest of the AFC, the playoff picture as a whole. I don't think this team is good enough to get into the postseason as it currently stands. But if they add a running back, you just might have something there. You don't agree with me, that's fine. But you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. As we are going to take another music break here very quickly here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tell us we from radio.
Worry your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Final thoughts here with you just quickly on this Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. As we are now in mid-August, I think it's pretty fair to say that the days of summer are absolutely dwindling down, and I think it is imperative that whatever you do, and there's not a little bit of summer left, take full advantage. Get out. Go somewhere for a day or something. I don't know. And also, like, if you have a favorite activity that you haven't done yet, get it done now. Because we all know how it goes here in terms of the weather. Once summer goes, you know, you still have that period where the weather is, you know, a bit confusing and so forth. You know how it is. And this is the time of year where you get that consistent nice weather. Take full advantage. Get off the couch, get off your bed, go, if you can. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the rest of summer that you know it has left to offer. Because you know once fall gets here, you know how it is. That's a wrap. And that's going to be a wrap for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show today, as I certainly did enjoy doing this fill-in show this afternoon for 1 hour. I thought it was really great. So, hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Shukri Wright signing off of the Shukri Wright Show. I'll talk to you later. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. I'll talk to you again later. Take it easy, everybody. Peace out.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.